Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 3. Configuring Routing. Static Routing. Describes a system that does not implement adaptive routing in its configuration. In these systems, routes through a network are defined by set paths referred to as static routes. These types of routes are inserted into the router manually by the system administrator. This is accomplished via the route command, which can be used to manipulate local routing tables. Distance Vector Routing Protocol. A distance vector routing protocol requires that a router contact and transmit to its neighbors any topology changes to the network. The frequency of this must be periodic, and in most instances when a change is detected. RIP is the most popular example of this type of protocol. Link State Protocol. The simplest explanation of link state routing is that every node, router, is given a map of topology for the network. This map is in graph form and shows the connectivity of all the nodes of the network. Then each individual node calculates the next best hop from every node in the network. This information then forms the routing tables for each individual node based on its calculations. No other communications occur between nodes. This is the most popular version of this in the OSPF. OSPF routing protocol component in routing and remote access is no longer present. Configuring remote access. Remote access is commonly used by many companies today to allow access to a computer or network from a remote location. Most corporations include people at branch offices, telecommuters, and people who are traveling that will need to be able to gain access to network resources. Even clients using your company's services from home need to gain access to the internet through an ISP. Most of the major functions of network access and the objectives that you will be required to know for your exam revolve around the RRAS role. Remote access policies validate a number of connection settings before authorizing the connection, including the following: remote access permission, group membership, type of connection, time of day, and authentication methods. Small to medium-sized organizations with private networks to access resources on the internet or other public network use NAT for this reasoning. They configure reusable private IPv4 addresses, while the computers on the public servers are set up with globally unique IPv4 addresses. The most useful deployment of NAT is in a SOHO, or medium-sized business, that uses RRAS. SSTP is the latest alternative form of VPN tunnel. SSTP is an application layer protocol. It uses a synchronous communication, which works in unilateral motion between two programs, allowing a constant exchange and comparison of data. It allows for a very efficient usage of the communication resources available to a network. SSTP is based on SSL as opposed to IPsec or PPTP, and thereby uses port 443 for traffic. VPN uses public wires to join nodes to create a network. This network allows the user to create their own private networks for transfer of data. There are a large number of security systems at play within the VPN, such as encryption and other security measures. This makes certain that no data is intercepted by unauthorized users. RADIUS is protocol used for controlling access to network resources by authenticating, authorizing, and accounting for access, referred to as an AAA protocol. RADIUS is the unofficial industry standard for this type of access. In Windows Server 2008, Microsoft has replaced IAS with a new feature called MPS. MPS is the Microsoft implementation of a RADIUS server and proxy in Windows Server 2008. NAP, when used in unison with MPS, creates a total system health policy enforcement platform. NAP is designed to enhance a corporate VPN. This is accomplished when clients establish a VPN session with the Windows Server 2008 system that is running the RRAS. Once a connection is made, an MPS will validate the remote system and determine the status of its health. Configuring wireless access. The SSID is a 32-character unique identifier attached to the header of packets that are sent over WLAN. The SSID acts as a password when a mobile device tries to connect to BSS. The SSID differentiates one WLAN from another. This way, all access points and all devices attempting to connect to a specific WLAN must use the same SSID in order to succeed. No device will be permitted to join the BSS unless it can provide the unique SSID. SSID is not a security measure because it can very easily be sniffed due to being stored in plain text. In Windows Server 2008, an additional wireless network configuration setting has been added that can indicate whether a wireless network is broadcast or non-broadcast. This allows Windows Server 2008-based wireless clients to detect non-broadcast networks when they are in range. Even though they are not broadcasting the name of their wireless network, they will appear in the list of available wireless networks when they are in range. Windows Server 2003 and Windows XP don't have a command line interface that allows you to configure the wireless settings that are available from the wireless dialog boxes in the Network Connections folder, or through the Wireless Network IEEE 802.11 Policies Group Policy Settings. Windows Server 2008 has a command line configuration of wireless settings that can help deployment of wireless networks. WPA was designed to provide a much higher level of security for wireless users than existing WEP standards provide. The WPA specification makes allowances both for network-based authentication for corporate networks and for a special home mode for use in an SOHO or home user environment. WPA is capable of interoperating with WEP devices. Windows Server 2008 includes full support for WPA2 for an ad hoc mode wireless network, including the fast roaming settings. Fast roaming is an advanced capability of WPA2 wireless networks that allows wireless clients to more quickly roam from one wireless AP to another by using pre-authentication and PMK caching. On wireless computer networks, ad hoc mode is a method for wireless devices to directly communicate with each other. Operating in ad hoc mode allows all wireless devices within range of each other to discover and communicate in peer-to-peer fashion without involving central access points, including those built into broadband wireless routers. Infrastructure mode requires a wireless AP for wireless networking. To join the WLAN, the AP and all wireless clients must be configured to use the same SSID. The AP is then cabled to the wired network to allow wireless access to, for example, internet connections or printers. Additional APs can be added to the WLAN to increase the reach of the infrastructure and support any number of wireless clients.